This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. One of the country's leading medical journals is withdrawing support for the Brigham and Women's Hospital doctor who is the Obama administration's nominee to become U.S. Surgeon General. In an editorial posted this afternoon, the New England Journal of Medicine says it's time for President Obama to choose a new candidate to be the nation's public health leader. Joining us to explain is Dr. Greg Kerfman. He's the journal's executive editor. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the nominee, Dr. Vivek Murthy, was nominated several months ago and then was criticized by some Republicans and by the NRA because he spoke out about guns as a public health threat. You endorsed him. That was back in May and defended his position. Why back away now?
Well, our understanding is that, you know, Dr. Murthy, an outstanding candidate to be Surgeon General, no question that he would serve the country very, very well in this role. But his nomination is caught in a political quagmire. And the information that we have is that the likelihood that he would be confirmed is almost nil. And yet there is great need for the country now to have a confirmed Surgeon General.
And the need right now is so great because?
Partly because of the Ebola epidemic and the need for the country to have good information. We're entering the influenza season as well. One of the jobs of the Surgeon General is to provide information to the public about influenza and influenza vaccination. We've also had a recent enterovirus epidemic.
Why can't the acting Surgeon General and the so-called Ebola czar, Ron Klain, do some of these things, keep people informed about some of these health risks?
Well, I think they can. The acting Surgeon General, a very, very competent individual, has not been confirmed by the Senate. He really can't pursue a public health agenda, and we've heard very little from him during this Ebola crisis. I'm certain that Ron Klain is an outstanding political operative and organizer, but he has, as I understand it, no background in health care or public health and really can't speak with authority about that. Traditionally, it's been the Surgeon General who has been the great communicator on the public health issues of our day, and that chair is now empty.
Now, supporters of Murthy have said that they are still hopeful that maybe his nomination might be revived after the elections in November. Do you think that's not a possibility?
Well, I don't think that we have time to wait right now. We think that Vivek Murthy is a truly outstanding candidate, an outstanding physician. There are multiple parts of his background that are highly appropriate for him to be the Surgeon General. But we've waited a long time, many months. Nothing has happened. And the information that we have is that the likelihood that he would be confirmed for political reasons is very, very low.
Is it, in a way, conceding to the NRA?
It's really emphasizing the need to have a Surgeon General in place right now. And there are a number of people who fit that profile. So we've named a few in the editorial who we think would be outstanding and have suggested that the president move on at this point.
All right. Dr. Greg Kerfman, the executive editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Deb.